Ted Marchabrota has long been known as an innovator. The no-huddle offense he implemented in Buffalo is now the centerpiece of his quick-striking offensive philosophy.
I feel offensively that you have to be fundamentally sound, and I think also that you have to have an attacking offense. I think the no-huddle offense, just by its nature, allows us to do this.
For Marchabrota's strategy to succeed in Indianapolis, there must be stability on an offensive line that was ravaged by injuries. A revitalization process is already well underway.
I think we are going to have an experienced offensive line and hopefully a healthy one. I think the addition of Ron Solt with Pankey coming back and Ray Donaldson coming back, Randy Dixon hopefully being healthy. I think we're going to have a veteran offensive line with Kevin Call and some good young players that are growing underneath these players.
Call and Irv Pankey are the old pros, while Zephyrus Moss, number 73, Randy Dixon, and Mark Vanderpool, number 72, are the youngsters on a unit that will help spearhead a resurgence in the Colts' ground game. The Colts' rushing attack struggled in 1991, but number 29, Eric Dickerson, moved into third place on the list of pro football's most productive runners of all time. While Dickerson was making history, number 23, Anthony Johnson, was making his presence felt in the backfield. Johnson and number 32, Ken Clark, are hungry, hustling young runners who will register an impact on the Colts' offense in seasons ahead. Fullback Tim Manoah, number 44, is a 245-pound monster who can muscle his way to the outside. The biggest boost to the Colts' running game will be the return of number 20, Albert Bentley, whose breakaway skills have sparked the offense in the past. Bentley's value to the Colts can be measured by the fact that two seasons ago, he accounted for 30% of the team's total offense. Bentley is a versatile performer, and in Marchabrota's offensive scheme, all of the team's running backs will be counted on to become the primary targets of quarterbacks Jeff George and Jack Trudeau. Marchabrota has developed some outstanding pass receiving backs, including Lydell Mitchell and Don McCauley with the Colts of the 70s, and more recently, All-Pro Thurman Thomas of the Bills. Pass catching is a full-time job for number 84, Jesse Hester, whose flair for the spectacular will make him a vital component in the new Colts offense.
Yep, on first and 10, drops straight back, sets up, looks, throws one deep down the far sideline. It is incomplete. Touchdown, Hester!
During his two seasons with the Colts, Hester has receptions in 31 straight games, including 11 touchdowns. Indianapolis has another deep threat in Clarence Verdin, number 83. Marchabrota is likely to make frequent use of a three-wide-out set, and with Verdin, Hester, and Bill Brooks, the Colts have a trio that can take the ball downfield in a hurry. Brooks, number 80, is the Colts' Mr. Clutch. And 1991 saw this fine wide receiver catch a career-high 72 passes. Has become the consummate go-to guy during his six-year career. He can out-jump, out-stretch, and out-hustle just about any defender in the NFL. His versatility and consistency make him one of the most reliable receivers in pro football. We'll be right back. Brooks now ranks as the second most prolific pass catcher in Colts history. But to him, the only numbers that matter are the numbers that appear in the win column.
I evaluate my performance on a team performance. Didn't do well last year as far as the wins and losses, so as far as I'm concerned, I don't think I did well. Hopefully this year we can turn that around, and as a team we can definitely be on the right track.